Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We'll get to our NFL picks coming up in just a couple minutes for week two, or what Nick Sirianni would call round two of the NFL. We'll get there shortly. Let's talk to Justin right now in Tennessee. Yo, Justin.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Justin.
Good deal, good deal. Congratulations on that big Phils win last night. Who would have seen that coming?
The Phils win, you said?
Yeah.
Well, certainly no one when they were down by so much, but
down 7-0. Yeah. Wow, that was an eruption right there. What about, man, I watched that Giants-Washington game last night.
Yep.
The East is terrible. And now you've got DeMarcus Lawrence going down to the Cowboys. You've got Lyle Collins being suspended for, what, 5-6 games?
Five.
Gallup, he's kind of gimpy. Is it with a hamstring, something like that, maybe? I'm telling you, I started out a prediction of 8-9, you know, and we know how bad the division was last year, and 8-9 could possibly win. I hate to just go crazy, but I mean, I would say 10-7 now for the Eagles.
They got a shot, Justin. They got it.
Okay,
it's not crazy.
No, it is crazy to say, hey, look how bad these other teams are when they're really not bad. I mean, this Dallas team is better than I thought. The Taylor Heinicke experiment is no longer an experiment. He is better than everyone thought. Daniel Jones showed us that he is better than everyone thought. And by the way, in our first 11 games, we play one of them against the NFC East. All of these games that we play against these teams are backloaded.
But,
it's all
yeah.
at the end of the season. So they're going to have Lyle Collins for the second game, second time we play him. Like, it's almost a separate season
we play these NFC teams. But having the Eagles-Cowboys game in 9 days when they're going to be for sure playing without DeMarcus Lawrence and Lyle Collins, that does help.
That does help. But yeah. I wish there were more. There were more. Like, the NFC East, they're trying to get their bearings. And it's us included. We, as fans, think we know what we have, but we don't know.
All right, Justin, give me a title with a day of the week.
Well, real quick, I heard John saying something about, you know, how Vegas should give better odds, you know, for an Eagles home game. Because, you know, it's just such an
overwhelming home crowd. Yeah, like 3.5 instead of 3.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid it's really going to erupt this weekend because those 49er fans wanting to do the Rocky statue takeover tomorrow that they were talking about on the afternoon show. And I think the Eagles really put it on. I think Eagles win 35-20. Put it on because of the crowd. Title, one of the greatest songs of all time, in my opinion.
Yep.
Leonard Skinner's Tuesday's Gone.
Already said.
Justin.
Well, Friday Night Lights. I can't win no way.
All
but
right.
Anyway.
No problem, buddy. No problem. All right, let's do what we're going to be doing all season long, start of the 1 o'clock hour or near the start of the 1 o'clock hour, as we make our picks, this time for round two of the National Football League. Last week, John and I both went 1-2. Richie, your first pick this week, what do you got?
The Houston-Cleveland game. It's amazing how down everyone was on David Kelly, former Eagles wide receiver coach, and the Houston Texans.
Wait, guy's their coach?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
No, I didn't put that
together.
Yeah,
David Kelly is the Houston Texans head coach.
I mean, I might have heard it 6 months ago,
right.
But I didn't remember.
Yeah,
it was
he's their head coach now.
He gets it. I like David Culley a lot. he's in a tough situation right now with everything swirling around down there. But you know, the Houston Texans are getting 12.5 points against Cleveland. Cleveland last week, they've got some firepower. They jumped out to the lead against the all world Chiefs, but I don't think Houston is as bad as everyone thinks. I don't think Cleveland is as good as everyone seems to think now that they got a lead on the Chiefs. And one little tidbit, you got Tyrod Taylor now as Houston's quarterback. Not Deshaun Watson. Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, his biggest earnings year was 2018, the year they brought Baker Mayfield into Cleveland. Tyrod Taylor started that season as the starter. Baker Mayfield ended up coming in and sort of slopping his way through that season. Tyrod Taylor was the better quarterback that year. Tyrod Taylor has something to prove in this game against the guy that they handed the job to in Cleveland instead of him, the more deserving quarterback. So I think he has a personal thing going on in this one. So I'll take Houston plus 12.5.
Well, it's really funny, John, that that's your first pick, because my first pick goes to a former quarterback against his former team too, but I think he's going to lose. Andy Dalton playing for the Chicago Bears against the Cincinnati Bengals. I got to tell you, I'm a believer in Joe Burrow. Now, got to see more and all that, but I think Burrow is going to be an outstanding pro. And last week, they did a lot more in the passing game than people thought they'd do, given, you know, some of the receiving issues they had with drops. Cincinnati is a 2.5-point road underdog in Chicago. I don't think either team is proven yet, but I'm gonna ride with Joe Burrow over the Andy Dalton, Fields thing in Chicago, and go with Cincinnati, who I don't pick normally. Cincinnati plus the 2.5 points in Chicago.
The Rams are headed to Indianapolis.
You love picking the Rams.
Yeah.
He loves picking the Rams.
Look, I get it, because I love picking against Indy. So I'm with you, buddy.
I thought about it.
I also have the Rams going to the Super Bowl, so I'm with him on this one.
The Rams are legit.
I picked the Bills and the Rams. I want the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm joking. I'm being that guy. All right, go ahead, John.
The Rams are, they've got it together on both sides of the ball already, and it's just going to keep coming. And we know Carson Wentz looked slightly better than what he did last season in his debut as a Colt, but he's not good. And I think he'll make mistakes and he'll hold the ball too long. You hold the ball too long against that Rams front and he's going to get crushed. I think the Rams, given 3.5, is, I'll take that time and time again. I like L.A.
Two most fascinating games for our purpose other than the Eagles is that one because of the Carson factor in Dallas and the Chargers, but I didn't pick on either of those games. My second pick is the Buffalo Bills, who I think are just a flat-out better team than Miami. Buffalo's a 3-point favorite on the road in Miami. I just think Buffalo finds a way to win this game and do so by more than 3 points. Obviously, Miami improved last year a lot. And they got a week one win in New England that I didn't expect.
You have an unfair bias against Tua. And you're not taking into account that September games in Miami, there's a strange aura around those games.
All right.
I almost picked that one the other way.
Well, listen, Josh Allen greater than Tua. That's my argument for my second pick.
My last one, I'll take New England. I'm going to go Joe DeCamera style here. There was a time when he just went Belichick and Brady.
I might be moving off Belichick, by the way. I got to tell you.
Well,
he better be careful if he wants to make the Hall of Fame.
Things look messy. Things look messy right now.
That's
hilarious,
a good line, Jeff.
By the way.
Thank you.
New England, they lost that game to Tua last week. You know, he lost to his former assistant in Brian Flores. And I can't imagine that their practice week was very fun in New England. You're going to see a focused team. You're going to see Mac Jones sort of taking the reins and developing before our eyes. They like him a lot. I think he's going to turn out to be a really good quarterback. The Jets still, they've got such major issues. And 6 points just seems low. So I'll take New England minus 6.
All right, my third pick. I've been talking about it all day. I'm going Eagles. Eagles plus, that's right, Eagles plus the 3, home versus San Francisco. Look, I know the Birds could lose the game. I'm not oblivious to that possibility. But I think the Eagles have become at least an average team. And I don't know what San Fran is yet.
The 49ers aren't an average
team.
Well,
Eagles might be above average. We'll see, and they're going to have the home crowd. I'm going Eagles plus the 3 Sunday afternoon versus the San Francisco 49ers, and those are our picks for round 2 of the National Football League. 215-592-9494. Is it cheesy when I say round 2?
I like it. Honestly, I'm all in on it.
John,
I think it's fun.
John, is it appropriate for me as, you know, kind of a wuss. I'm not out there playing the games. I mean, Nick Sirianni's trying to,
become the
rallying
vernacular.
Cry.
Yeah. So,
it's our thing now.
But should it apply to all the other teams' games? Maybe it should only be kept for Eagles.
Interesting thought.
Yeah. I feel a little icky because that's crossing it weird.
No, it's a good point, Joe.
So I won't do that in future weeks. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Coming up, we'll get to the drop of the week, and we're going to have a whole bunch of calls next segment as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, the NFL is back. We've been talking about it. You know the deal. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet. You ready for this? Every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with 3 legs or more. And if your bet does not win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So many ways that you can bet, and so many games that you can do so, of course, including, the game we're talking about here in South Philly this weekend, or any of these games we just discussed. They're all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. No feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can claim 30-1 odds on either team to win the game on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in PA. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.